physicians, and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Michael is a monstrous storm, and the forecast keeps getting more dangerous, and we're now just 12 hours away from seeing impacts. The time to prepare is now.
Florida Governor Rick Scott says Hurricane Michael is intensifying and set to strike the Florida Panhandle as a Category 3 hurricane as early as tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, Panama City Beach gas station employee Danny Hess says if you're looking for gas to get out of town, the time to show up is now.
Since 6 a.m. it's been backed up. We're just now running out of regular.
Newly sworn in Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh began his first day of work today. Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says Kavanaugh was a win for President Trump.
This president's legacy will go down as somebody who has reshaped the judicial branch to strict constructionalists.
UN Ambassador Nikki Haley resigned today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The California diocese took a different path when it came to priests accused of sexual abuse. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A Southern California Roman Catholic diocese releasing a list of 34 priests accused of sexually abusing children, including six who were convicted of criminal charges. The Diocese of San Bernardino County listing clergy who were the subject of what it calls credible allegations of molestation since the diocese formed in 1978. According to its website, all but one were removed from the priesthood, permanently banned from ministry in the diocese, or they've passed away. The remaining priest left the diocese in 1993, and his whereabouts are unknown.
Kanye West is going to the White House on Thursday for a lunch with President Trump. That's after meeting with Jared Kushner. According to the New York Times, West is set to meet with Kushner and Trump to discuss criminal justice reform. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Supreme Court welcomed its newest justice Tuesday as Brett Kavanaugh took to the bench to hear arguments for the first time since the Senate confirmed him on Saturday. Ken Starr is a former United States Solicitor General. He talks about how Kavanaugh will serve on the Supreme Court.
He's going to be a great justice. I know Brad. He brings brilliance and yet humility to bear. His record as a circuit court judge for 12 years was just outstanding, one of the most respected judges in the country. So let's put this horror behind us, what he called a national disgrace. I call it a national tragedy. And now it's up to the court. And I think the court can shield itself from all the noise, all the rancor outside. The nine justices all know one another, and I mean Justice Kavanaugh is one of the nine. They know Brett. They know Judge Kavanaugh. They now know Justice Kavanaugh.
Reid Hoffman is one of Silicon Valley's most high-profile investors. He was an early investor in Facebook and also the co-founder of LinkedIn. Hoffman was on CBS this morning and said when you build a company up, a startup has to be fast. He explained why.
The reason why you want this is the modern way that you build massive companies. If you look at Airbnb, if you look at Uber, if you look at a lot of these companies that 10 years ago were ideas, back of napkins, tiny, and now are global transformational companies.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. At the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Hoo-wah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciates you joining us this fine day in America. Here's what we have for you this hour. We're going to start by discussing an event that I'm going to, the Tribute to Valor weekend in Dallas-Fort Worth. Then we'll talk about last weekend's Service Academy football games. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. It's an honor to welcome to the show a Medal of Honor recipient, Gary Luttrell. In November, the Medal of Honor Charter Development Program is hosting a Tribute to Valor weekend in Dallas-Fort Worth. I've asked Gary to join us to discuss this great event. You may want to join me there. I won't miss this one. Thanks for joining us, Gary.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for your concern for the youth of America and helping us with our fundraiser moving forward.
Gary, tell us a bit about growing up and when and why you decided to join Mother Army.
That is very interesting. I come from a very dysfunctional family. My mother got killed when I was 5 years old in an auto wreck. I lived with various family members throughout. And when I was 9 years old, my uncle that I was staying with at the time took me down to Fort Campbell, Kentucky. And I watched the paratroopers of the 101st Airborne Division jump out of airplanes. And I said, that's me. I've got to do that. So on my 17th birthday, the day that I was legal to be in the military, I joined the Army under a contract of airborne and graduated from airborne school, started my military career. Later on in life, went to Ranger School and become very, very active with the Army Rangers as an instructor, the Ranger Battalion, advisor to the Vietnamese Rangers in Vietnam. And I spent 22 years, and of that 22 years, I met some of the greatest men and women that you can ever imagine meeting and working with. And my military career was a pleasure. Now that I've retired, I donate the rest of my life to working with the youth of America.
I appreciate that. We have a lot in common. I, too, served 22 years, and I, too, was in the 101st Airborne Division back when it was airborne. So we've got a few things in common.
Gary, yes, we do, sir.
Tell us a little bit about your time in service that involved the earning the Medal of Honor.
Yeah, I was an advisor to the Vietnamese Rangers. I was an instructor in U.S. Army Ranger School, and when I got my orders to go to Vietnam, I was really impressed with the fact that I could be an advisor. So I went to a year of language school, was pretty proficient in the Vietnamese language when I got to Vietnam, and ended up serving as an advisor to the 2nd Ranger Group up in Pleiku. The commander of that group, Colonel Somme, I had put through U.S. Army Ranger School. And so when I got there, he remembered me, and the connection was great. I was advisor with the 23rd Vietnamese Rangers. We had a mission in April of 1970 to take my Vietnamese Ranger Battalion, penetrate a special forces base camp over on the border, Cambodia and Laos, Vietnam border, that had been overrun, penetrate it, set up a defense, and evacuate as many as we can of the wounded. I got up on a little hilltop just short of the camp, and darkness caught us, and we couldn't move any further, so we was going to spend the night and penetrate the special forces camp, set up our perimeter, and evacuate them starting the first morning. We were surrounded by the 66th NVA Regiment, the 29th NVA Regiment, the K-6 Sapper Battalion. They surrounded my hill, and we got into a four-day, four-night nonstop battle. And at the end of that 4 days and four nights, of the 473 Vietnamese Rangers and four advisors, there was myself and 41 walking wounded that would come off the hill. But we won the battle, if there was a win. We pretty much annihilated the 66th NVA Regiment, the 29th NVA Regiment, and the K-6 Sapper Battalion. But by doing that, my battalion was pretty much annihilated also. And I am proud to say that the men that I served with held me in high enough esteem that thought that I had gone above and beyond the call of duty to recommend me for the Medal of Honor. I didn't go above and beyond the call of duty. I was a non-commissioned officer. I was a sergeant first class. I was a non-commissioned officer that found myself in an unfortunate situation, and I had a job to do. And my job as the remaining advisor was to coordinate artillery, coordinate airstrikes, and do my best to bring as many men off of that hill as I possibly could. So I am honored that they thought enough of me to recommend me. The sad part is I wish I could have brought more living Vietnamese Rangers and three other advisors off the hill, but that unfortunately didn't happen.
I do understand. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing the Medal of Honor Character Development Program with Gary Luttrell. Gary, most of the men I know who served in combat, in intense combat, and were decorated, never thought about that. They were just doing their job. It sounds like you have that same approach. You did what you needed
to do. I think most Medal of Honor recipients will tell you that no one goes into battle looking for medals. And if so, I want that person as far away from me as
they can get. Amen, my friend. Amen.
We go into battle to save as many lives as we possibly can. And if anyone's looking for a medal, they need to stay away from me. But unfortunately, when we do this, circumstances dictate that there are some heroic things that take place, and we recognize those servicemen and women that do the heroic things with our award system.
Yes, we do, and that's what it's for, and I'm glad it's there. Okay, let's talk about the Medal of Honor Character Development Program. It's awesome, and it's focused at the future of America. Talk about it, Gary.
Well, the Medal of Honor recipients have always focused on youth of America. Now that we have our Medal of Honor Foundation, which is a fundraising arm of the society, it allows us to get into the schools with lesson plans built around character. We train the trainers, we train the teachers. The trainers go back to their schools, they train their teachers, and then we get the Medal of Honor recipients actually into the classes when possible. Now, these lesson plans are available to the schools at absolutely no cost. And if there are teachers, principals that are listening to this, if you will go to the Congressional Medal of Honor Foundation website and click on character development, these lesson plans are at no cost to the school. And we're not promoting military. We're promoting character. We're just using the actions of some of our Medal of Honor recipients as a tool to say, this is character. This is what you need to grow up to be a good citizen. And then it's definitely an honor for us to be able to get into the classrooms when we can. And we talk directly to the students. So it's an outstanding program.
It sure sounds like it. And certainly it's using our nation's highest honor in a way to keep our nation growing and getting stronger, as opposed to just something to appreciate, enjoy, and relax on. It's a going forward thing. It's the thing that America needs. But that's why I appreciate the Medal of Honor recipients doing this, because certainly you could relax on your laurels, but instead you're taking the steps to help America move forward. There's more to talk about this great weekend coming up, and Gary's going to stay with us. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops hit the deck right now and rest. The starting position for the push-up is called the front leaning rest. Get into the front leaning rest position and think patriotic thoughts. Stay there till we return. I want you to lean in me. As the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries around the world, Spartan Nash is proud to work with the Defense Commissary Agency to provide a taste of home to our commissary patrons around the world.
From canned beans to instant oatmeal, the Freedom's Choice brand has all your favorite food items made exclusively for our nation's armed forces and families with the quality, value, and integrity you deserve. Learn more at SpartanNash.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Correa with your home defense tip of the week. Neighborhood Community Watch was established by the National Sheriff's Association back in 1972 in response to the rising crime of the 1960s. You can form your own neighborhood crime watch by logging in to www.nnw.org. Above all else, get to know your neighbors and work together as a community. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite
is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with Medal of Honor recipient Gary Glatrell. We've been discussing the Medal of Honor Character Development Program. Okay, Gary, talk about this weekend. Among other things, it's a fundraiser for the Character Development Program, right?
It is a fundraiser for the Character Development Program. We have three events on the 12th and the 13th, and then we continue on with another event, which is a Medal of Honor recipient Mike Thornton's golf event on the 14th and 15th. So our recipients are going to be quite busy, arriving on the 11th and departing on the 16th into Dallas. So we start out, our first event is going to be on October the 12th at Sendera Center there in Dallas. It's called Boots and Bandana. We're going to have Lee Greenwood perform, Michael Hicks perform, and Steve Amerson perform. Now, the proceeds from this does not go to our character development program. It goes to one as equally important. The proceeds from this event will go to the Gary Sinise Foundation to support our Gold Star children.
That's outstanding. Great.
For those ladies and gentlemen out in Radio Land that is not familiar with Gold Star children, Gold Star children are children that have lost their mother and their father in combat and are, and is equally important, to suicide once they return home. Very important event coming up December this year with the Gary Sinise Foundation and our Gold Star children. It's called Snowball Express. You can go online and Google this. We're bringing 2,000 Gold Star children to Disney, Florida, just for the kids' sake, where they can connect and speak to other children that have lost mothers and fathers. This is a program that's been in effect for quite some time, but I'm really proud to say that this year it's Disney, Florida, and it's going to cost us $5 million. So any help that we get over the weekend for our Sendera Boots and Bandana event will go to the Gary Sinise to support our Gold Star children. Then we have a America Future series, and these proceeds will be split between the Gary Sinise Foundation and the Medal of Honor Foundation, and will support both events. And that is at noon on the 13th of October. And then that night, we have the big gala, the Bob Hope Gala. The Bob Hope Gala is where the Medal of Honor recipients present the Bob Hope Award to an entertainer that has gone above what is normally required of an entertainer to perform for our troops. A lot of these are overseas. Bob Hope naturally was an entertainer during the Vietnam era, and so we've named the award after him. This year, the Bob Hope recipient will be Dale Dye. The proceeds, this is a black tie event, the proceeds from the Bob Hope Gala go in direct support of the Medal of Honor recipients character development program. And then we move over to a golf event. It's called the Met Fund. And the proceeds from that, a Navy SEAL Medal of Honor recipient, Mike Thornton, has this foundation. The proceeds from that goes to Navy SEALs, the children, a Navy SEAL that has gotten out and has found himself in a financial hardship. And so we're supporting Michael also.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. We're discussing the Tribute to Valor weekend with Medal of Honor recipient Gary Luttrell. So, wow, there's more going on than I thought, Gary. Keep going. What else is going on?
This is a good weekend. So we have the Sendera Center Boots and Bandana Mix and Mingle Friday night, October the 12th. And we have America's Future Series lunching Saturday at lunch. And then Saturday night, the big event, the Bob Hope Gala. And then we move over to Medal of Honor recipient Mike Thornton's Met Fund golf event. And so it's all tied in to the Tribute to Valor weekend. To really know and understand what we're doing, please visit Tribute to Valor Weekend, all one word, .com. And it has all of our events. We'd love for you to participate. And if you want to participate, you can make a check payable to the Congressional Medal of Honor Foundation, 1501 Lee Highway, Suites 300, Arlington, Virginia. TributeToValorWeekend.com. Please come out, support us. Let's take care of our future kids, and let's take really good care of those Gold Star kids that have given so much.
Gary, I couldn't possibly agree with you more. I've already got tickets. I'm already going. My wife and I will be there. But for our listeners, if you can come, go to the website. But you can donate. You can pay attention and plan to go next year. There's lots of ways to get involved because our Medal of Honor recipients aren't resting on their laurels. They're giving their all, their time, their effort, their money to help move America in the right direction. If there is anything more worthy than this, I don't know what it is. Gary, one more time, the dates and the website.
Okay, the website is all one word, TributeToValorWeekend.com. The events is the Boots and Bandana, Mix and Mingle, Friday night, October the 12th, America's Future Series Lunch, Saturday, October the 13th, Bob Hope Gala, Saturday evening, October the 13th. Now, we just started. If you'll go to the sponsorship levels, you will see those. We've just added another sponsorship level. The sponsorship levels was 30,000, 20,000, 10,000. We just added one, and that's 5,000. If you can't attend, buy a $5,000 table, and we will fill that table with active military in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
And listeners, if you do end up going, I'll be there. Send me an email, denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com, and let's hook up while we're there. I'm coming in Friday with my wife and going home Sunday. I want to see everything that's going on, and I'd love to meet you while you're there. Gary, I don't know how to thank you enough for taking the time to join us today, for your service to our nation, for your service in this event, for your commitment to our country. Thank you very much. I'm proud to call you my brother.
Well, thank you, sir. And, you know, of the 73 living Medal of Honor recipients, we can find no better job to do than to take care of our children. Future leaders and our Gold Star babies that have sacrificed so much. Thank you for allowing me to be on your show today.
Coming up next on Front Lines of Freedom, we'll discuss last week's Service Academy football games, and then we'll open our weekly mailbag. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, it's time for one-arm push-ups. Start with a dozen, then stand at ease, but do stay in the area. Imagine being a U.S. combat soldier or Marine facing the enemy, doing your job fighting the enemy, and then being falsely accused of committing a war crime by our government. This sounds crazy, but during the last 10 years, this has happened too many times. United American Patriots support these wrongfully jailed American heroes by providing civilian attorneys at no cost to the accused or his family. Check unitedpatriots.org.
If you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, this may be the most important 60 seconds for your retirement. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we transform typical portfolios that depend on speculative growth into portfolios that generate sustained retirement income for life. And right now, we're offering the latest book from our founder, David J. Scranton, Return on Principal. As an added bonus, our retirement income kit, full of valuable information, absolutely free. So if you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, call 866-913-1234 right now for your free book and retirement income kit. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. In retirement, it's all about generating enough income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Michael is a monstrous storm, and the forecast keeps getting more dangerous, and we're now just 12 hours away from seeing impacts. The time to prepare is now.
Florida Governor Rick Scott, as Hurricane Michael is intensifying and set to strike the Florida Panhandle as a Category 3 hurricane as early as tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, Panama City Beach gas station employee Danny Hess says if you're looking for gas to get out of town, the time to show up is now.
Since 6 a.m. it's been backed up. We're just now running out of regular.
Newly sworn in Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh began his first day of work today. Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says Kavanaugh was a win for President Trump.
This president's legacy will go down as somebody who has reshaped the judicial branch to strict constructionalist.
UN Ambassador Nikki Haley resigned today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Caldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Caldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or by Facebook. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Spartan Nash, and their military division, MDV. Spartan Nash is a Fortune 400 company and the fifth largest food distributor in our great country. They've been honored as a veteran-friendly employer with over 800 associates self-reporting as veterans, guardsmen, or reserves. MDV, their military division, is the leading distributor of groceries products to U.S. commissaries around the world. And in 2017, they were selected by the Defense Commissary Agency to be the exclusive supplier of Freedom's Choice and home-based brands in the commissaries. Learn more or check out career opportunities at SpartanNash.com. Well, troops, it is football season. Amen. And the Service Academy football time on this show. And joining me now, of course, is our football co-host, Quentin Roberts, who actually played football at Air Force. Welcome aboard, pal.
Hey, thanks, Denny. As I always say, great to be here this week.
It is indeed, even if we don't have too many victories to talk about from the service academies. I do note that while Army, Navy, and Air Force all lost, Army's defense held their opponents to the fewer points than anybody else. Navy lost by the fewest points, only one, and Air Force scored the most. So all academies did okay. But I'm really proud of my Army team. Dealing with Oklahoma staying tied through and losing in overtime, they did a good job, I think.
Danny, what a game. What a job by Coach Monken to have the Black Knights ready to go in Norman, Oklahoma, as the Black Knights face the mighty number 5-ranked Oklahoma Sooners. But I tell you, it was a thriller all the way to the end. You know, Oklahoma started the scoring off with a 11-yard pass from their All-American quarterback, Kyler Murray. Then Army responded, though. A 16-play drive, 75 yards, and they ate up 9 minutes and 31 seconds on the clock to tie it up. OU came back, and this was all in the first quarter, to go up 14-7. The second quarter saw Army again take another 16-play, 75-yard drive, again eating up 8 minutes and 54 seconds to tie it up. But Oklahoma, boy, it doesn't take them long. They scored in 4 minutes and 25 seconds to take a 21-14 lead in the half. But Army's defense, as you mentioned, really was the story. I tell you, they held Oklahoma to 355 yards. That is pretty good. And Army's total was 379 yards. So they actually had more yards and outgained the Oklahoma Sooners. In the third quarter, Andy Davidson tied it up with Army on another 19-play, 85-yard drive. My goodness, the execution that they displayed, the patience that they showed, the fortitude that they kicked in time and time again. 19 plays, 85 yards, took 10 minutes and 47 seconds off of the clock to tie it up in the third at 21. And again, the defense played lights out in the fourth quarter to hold OU to no points in the fourth. But unfortunately, Army couldn't score in the fourth either. Thus, it went to overtime. In overtime, it was Oklahoma that prevailed with a touchdown, and Army fortunately threw an interception on a fourth down, which ended their upset hopes. But I tell you, what's the best way to stop a high-powered offense? Keep them on the sidelines. And that's exactly what Army did by controlling the time of possession, 44 minutes to Oklahoma's 15 in the game. 44-15, and that's what gave Army kept them in the game, gave them a chance to win. Again, hats off, and I must say the Oklahoma fans gave Army a standing ovation based on that game. And, you know, we're not in the moral wins with the service academies. We don't want anybody thinking that, patting us on the head and patronizing us at all. But we do have to recognize a great effort when we see it, and certainly that was one that the Black Knights put on.
They did a fine job. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing Service Academy football. Now let's talk about Navy. SMU, they lost 31-30. Ouch.
Oh, so close, so close, so close. And guess what, Denny? It was another overtime game. Another overtime. So Army and Navy went into overtime. SMU is We saw it just dropped a recent a game the previous week to Michigan, but they showed that they've got, you know, they're not a bad team. So we knew it was going to be a challenge for the midshipmen. And started off with SMU going up 3-0, but Navy came back to tie it up in the second quarter with Zach Abey and his short yardage, the short yardage specialist, with a touchdown run, but an 18-play, 78-yard drive with 11-minute time of possession. So before the half, they tacked on a field goal to go up 10-7. In the third, Navy went ahead 14-10, but SMU came back and went up 17-14. Then tacked on another touchdown to go up 23-14 before Navy tied it up late in the fourth on a C.J. Williams 52-yard run, 23-23. It goes in overtime, and Navy scored first, going up 30-23. But when SMU scored, they went for two, and they got it, securing the victory in Dallas over the midshipmen. And again, another great game. Navy controlled time of possession, 36 minutes to SMU's 23. So, and they especially outrushed SMU 349 to 158, and total yards, they had more than SMU, 374 to 324. But tough game for both Army and Navy. And as you mentioned already, certainly it was one for Air Force, too.
Yep, and they didn't do quite so well against Utah State. But again, none of these were an embarrassment by any means.
No, you know, Air Force is really still trying to find their way. Coming off of that 5-7 season, Utah State, again, a very quality team, jumped out on Air Force 7-0. Then the second quarter, Air Force was right with them. They put up 14 points in the second quarter, and while Utah State added 14 as well to take a 21-7 lead in the half. But in the third quarter, they really opened it up and scored 14 to Air Force's 3 to go into the fourth quarter up 35-17 before Air Force really, I mean, they made a game of it, coming back, and they were down 35-32 with 13 minutes left, but the defense cracked, and Utah State got a 70-yard touchdown run from their running back, Gerald Bright, and secured the win with a 42-32 score.
Yes, but no teams had it handed to them. All our guys, Army, Navy, and Air Force, were in the game all the way through.
Yeah, I agree. They were. And you know, they're going to be in pretty much every game. I think so. And for Air Force, it leaves them at a record of 1-2, 0-1 in the conference, with the Nevada team coming into Falcon Stadium on September 29th. And that should be an opportunity for them to even their record.
Indeed. As you mentioned, this weekend, Army is at Buffalo. I think Navy has a bye. And you mentioned Air Force. They're hosting Nevada, right?
That's right. They certainly are. And like I say, they should even up their record. Army hosting Buffalo. Buffalo coming off of a nice win over Rutgers. So, you know, Buffalo's playing good ball. That'll be another tough game for Army. And Navy has the weekend off. They can sit back and watch their fellow Service Academy brethren this weekend.
Indeed. Thank you, Quentin. This is fun. This is one of the best times of the year. We get to hang out and actually have fun yakking at each other.
That's right, Denny. It's good stuff. And even in a weekend where they all lose, but there we have many more weekends where they all win. And so we'll look forward to those, at least have two of them bring home victories this weekend. And I will say that I will be in attendance for my 30th reunion, Colorado Springs, for the Air Force Nevada game. So I'll have some first-hand reporting for you and on our next telecast.
Be cheering for me, too. I'm cheering for Air Force.
All right.
Thank you, Quentin. Have fun at your reunion. You know, some of those guys will be getting old.
Yeah, they are. You know, I'm just looking at pictures. Wondering, where did all that gray come from?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks, Denny.
Thank you, Quentin. Thanks for your comments, and thanks for being on the team. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up is time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights. You should be at about 100 pounds by now. Do 75 bench presses. Want your combat ready? Then stand at ease.
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then, take your pick of six luxurious fabrics. Now, we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's Custom Fabric Design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
I'm Colonel Danny Gill, and this is the final formation for this week on Front Lines of Freedom. Okay, team, it's mailbag time. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Do send your thoughts to me at Danny at frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. Hey, Skip, what's first?
Janine really liked the interview about Andrew Jackson. We really need people in government who aren't hardcore lawyer politicians.
Oh, Janine, are you right? The hardcore lawyer politicians are the swamp. I'm sure that's one big reason that we citizens seem to like our current president.
Harry from Oklahoma agreed with some of your recent guests reminding us to vote and vote smart in this year's election. He likes your phrase that too many people who do vote, vote stupid by letting some group tell them how to vote. He uses it a lot and sometimes even gives you credit.
Hey, thanks, Harry. We really need thinking people voting this November. I guess we need them every year. Well, you know, folks, before we get to military history, the other day I was kidding a friend of mine about needing a haircut, and I offered to cut it for him for free. Well, that reminded me of a time when I was a rifle company commander in Vietnam. It was during the intense fighting that began with the North Vietnamese attacks during Tet on 31 January 1968. We were fighting almost daily for weeks, and we were looking pretty scuffy. I'd written my dad and asked him to find a pair of hand clippers that would cut hair. They came, and shortly thereafter, my company was assigned to secure a base camp for 3 days. While regular patrolling and perimeter security were nonstop, it was a time to relax and do some maintenance. So I called all the available troops together and let them know that, yes, they were all as clean as I'd seen them in some time, but I wanted all the facial hair gone and for them to get a haircut. I then had my first sergeant sit on a 5-gallon water can in front of them, and I cut his hair. If you're interested, that was the first time in my life that I'd ever cut hair. And yes, it was bad, but it was short. I then volunteered to cut any soldier's hair who couldn't find a way to get rid of their long locks. And this might shock you, but no one asked me to cut her hair.
You know, Colonel, that reminds me of my very first military haircut. Of course, that was in boot camp, and it took about 20 seconds.
I remember in that environment, the barber saying, anything special about your hair? Well, I want to keep this, that, or the other. So he cut it off and handed it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to keep my long hair here or this wave here. Yep, here it is in your hand. Okay, now it's time for military history. Lead out, Skip.
On 3 October 1781, during our Revolutionary War, British Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Dundas of the 80th Foot, leading 1,000 British troops, encountered French Brigadier General Marquis de Choisy, leading French troops and a battalion of the Virginia Militia, totaling 800 men. The action took place in Gloucester, Virginia, across the York River from British-occupied Yorktown, which was under Patriot siege. The French and Americans won, cutting off British supplies at Gloucester.
And that's one reason that we won the Battle of Yorktown. And on 4 October 1861, during our Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln observed a balloon demonstration near Washington, D.C. Both the Confederate and Union armies experimented with using balloons to gather military intelligence in the early stages of the war, but the balloons proved to be too dangerous and impractical for most situations.
Were those the first Rangers?
I don't know, but whoever they were full of hot air.
Yeah, that's right. On 2 October 1864, a Union cavalry column struck Saltville in southwestern Virginia, but was defeated by a force patched together from several reserve units. The Confederacy's main source of salt, used as a preservative for army rations, was secured as the war entered its final phase.
And on 4 October 1918, in the early morning hours, German Chancellor Max von Baden, appointed by Kaiser Wilhelm II just 3 days earlier, sent a telegraph message to the administration of President Woodrow Wilson in Washington, D.C., requesting an armistice between Germany and the Allied powers in World War I. The armistice, or ceasefire, was agreed upon and took place at 11 minutes after 11 a.m. on the 11th day of the 11th month. 11 November, originally celebrated as Armistice Day in the U.S., is now celebrated as Veterans Day.
On 3 October 1942, during World War II, German rocket scientist Wernher von Braun's brainchild, the V-2 missile, was fired successfully from Peenemünde, an island off Germany's Baltic coast. It traveled 118 miles. It proved extraordinarily deadly in the war and as the precursor to the intercontinental ballistic missiles, ICBMs, of the post-war era. After the war, Dr. von Braun ended up in the U.S. building our missiles.
That was a pretty good move for him, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
On 4 October 1943, Reichsfuhrer SS Heinrich Himmler addressed the squad leaders of his Nazi secret police, attempting to fill them with pride for the work they had accomplished, the murder of more than 1 million Jews in German-occupied Russia during a one-and-a-half-year period. Quote, "Most of you know what it means to see 100 corpses lying together, 500 or 1,000, claimed Himmler. To have stuck it out and at the same time to have remained decent fellows, that is what made us hard. This is a page of glory in our history, which has never been written and shall never be written."
Thank God that's the, well, it wasn't the last time, but there's been lots of atrocities in our history.
That's sick.
On 4 October 1944, General Dwight Eisenhower distributed to his combat units a report by the U.S. Surgeon General that revealed the hazards of prolonged exposure to combat. It was called shell shock. Quote, "The danger of being killed or maimed imposes a strain so great that it causes men to break down. One look at the shrunken, apathetic faces of psychiatric patients, sobbing, trembling, referring shudderingly to them shells and to buddies mutilated or dead is enough to convince most observers of this fact," end quote. This was the beginning of recognition of what we now know as post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD.
And that's military history for today. Skip, it's time for the Armed America Report. Take us there.
All of us here at Front Lines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, an employee at a pizza restaurant in Florida used a personal firearm to save his life one night, successfully stopping someone who had ambushed him after the store had closed. The bad actor, wearing a clown mask, allegedly started to beat the employee with a piece of wood, sending the worker sprawling to the ground. Quote, "Even though he was getting attacked, he was able to pull out a concealed firearm. He was able to pull out a concealed firearm that he has and fire multiple rounds at the suspect," the police told a news reporter in Orlando. The employee then stowed his gun safely and called 911.
Thank you, Colonel. It's not every day that clowns go berserk and start robbing pizza joints, so I went on the internet to get some more information about this one. It appears that the employee was closing up late at night when he was attacked as he was locking the door. The clown hit him from behind with a 2x4 several times until the board broke. He then backed off long enough to pull out a pair of scissors and then renewed his attack. By then, Heriberto Feliciano had managed to pull his legally owned pistol and emptied the magazine into his attacker at close range. This pizza joint scenario is not an unusual one, and for those of us who work late at night in retail, you should always be on your guard for attacks like this. The attacking clown in this case was seen circling the parking lot several times before the store closing, and this is a common tactic in scoping out the scenario. Here are several tips you can use to avoid attacks of this nature. 1. Always be on full alert when locking up the store for the night. Bad guys know this is a time when you are closing the register, counting the money, and getting it ready for the bank deposit. 2. Watch the parking lot through the windows for any unusual activity. If you see a suspicious vehicle, don't go out there until they leave. If you can, take a picture or video to help the police with any investigation. 3. If you suspect you are about to be ambushed, immediately lock the doors and call police. Wait until they arrive to leave the building. And 4. Legally carry a firearm at all times and be proficient in its use and know the laws of deadly force in your area. You should also carry pepper spray and a cell phone. These are your tools of the trade and you should never leave your home without them. And now a word of advice to any future clowns out there who want to hurt innocent citizens. Be aware that some of us are armed and we don't think you're funny. Congratulations to this young man who used deadly force to protect his life. And to the clown he shot, the joke, it would appear, is on you.
I love it, Skip. I love it. Our movie of the month is A Kiddish Man. It's a short story from Israel. Please go to the Front Lines of Freedom website, go to the blog, and get the link. You can watch it for free. We'll review it at the end of the month. I'd really appreciate receiving your input. Send your comments to Denny at frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now, troops, listen up. In a month or so, we're going to start a new program. At least we're going to, if you'll help. Our goal is, on each show, to honor a deceased military person, not the superstars, but the average soldier, sailor, marine, airman, or coastie. They don't have to have served in combat, but they do have to have served honorably, active duty, guard, or reserves. Here's how to nominate someone. Send me about 250 words summarizing his or her service that I'll read on the show. If you send along a picture, we'll include it in our e-newsletter. Send the information to me at Denny at frontlinesoffreedom.com. Next week on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll discuss Bridget Gabriel's book, Rise, in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values. And then we're going to learn about war animals. We'll also meet our new contributor, Matt Hayes. He'll offer some comments on our military being
the
combat
news
ready.
Is sponsored by
Thank
the
you, friends, for
Medical
joining
Center.
Us for Frontlines of Freedom Hunterdon today and every
Medical
week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add
families.
Your comments. Inside and if you missed any part of this show,
care,
hey, all our shows are available on
coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump accepted Nikki Ambassador's resignation as UN Ambassador. She said she will exit at the end of the year. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke about the resignation from the White House.
I wanted to thank Ambassador Haley for the good work that she's done. She's been a great partner of mine for the now 5 months that she and I have been working together, and I want to wish her very well in whatever comes next for her.
Over 120,000 people along Florida's panhandle were ordered to clear out Tuesday as Hurricane Michael picked up steam in the Gulf of Mexico with winds of 120 miles an hour. The storm is expected to make landfall Wednesday, and Governor Rick Scott said this is a time to be evacuating.
We have declared a state of emergency in 35 Florida counties. This allows state, federal, and local emergency managers to be able to quickly respond to this disaster.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top
presidential poll showing Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump 45-42. USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner ID Lion at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
Democrats are now calling for an investigation into the pipeline accident in Alabama. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
This was a tragic accident.
That's a Colonial Pipeline Company spokesman on Monday's blast, which happened as a crew was making repairs to the line in Alabama. One of the workers killed when the equipment ruptured the line. Now five House Democrats, who are ranking members on committees that deal with energy and pipelines, want the transportation secretary